家好。
好。How are you？
我想先講，我好開心，Donald 喺度企埋我一齊，佢咪淨係幫我翻譯，佢係好想鼓勵我嘅。Okay, that's all.
我歡迎神，有神喺我哋當中，令到我哋崇拜。
I know what you said. The text this morning.
今日嘅經文
is a short text.
係一個好短嘅經文
It is from the Gospel of Mark.
喺馬可福音
chapter 8,
第八章
verse
34, 第34節
And if you can turn there, and in a moment I'll just read it to you.
請大家打開，我哋一齊去思想節嘅經文。
I'm sure many of you are familiar with this verse.
我相信很多人都很熟悉这一节的经文。
It says this. These are Jesus' words.
这个是耶稣基督所说的话。
If anyone would come after me,
若有人要跟从我,
he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
就当舍己, 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
How do we live out our faith?
我们怎样活出那个的信心?
That's a good question.
一个好的问题。
Once we are gripped by the overwhelming, undeserved grace of God,
当我们遇到那个不能够理解，我们不配得到的恩典的时候，
Once we know fully, without question, that we are saved only and wholly by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ,
当我们很清楚明白我们的得救是因为祂的死和祂的复活，
Once we realize that we are beloved children of God,
当我亦都明白到我哋系神所爱嘅儿女。
Once we've entered into eternal life, received peace that is beyond comprehension, and experienced a joy that is unlike any other joy.
当我哋进入呢一个永恒嘅生命，我哋接受到神俾我哋嗰个嘅平静安稳嘅时候，而呢个系我哋唔系常理可以理解到嘅，我哋可以经历到嗰个系同一般嘅喜乐唔同嘅喜乐。
What now?
咁而家又點咧
？What next？
第二步又點咧
？How do we live out our faith？
我哋點樣去活出我哋嗰個嘅信心
？This is a necessary question。
依一個係需要問嘅問題。
It's necessary because oftentimes people accept all the good that Christianity has to offer。
好多時候，好多人都係願意接受基督教所提供嘅好處。
But when asked to fully live out their faith, along with all the personal costs in such a life,They usually decline.
但係好多人當佢被要求佢要活出一個基督徒嘅生命，要付上啲代價嘅時候，佢哋咧就會即係諗過，然後咧就後退。
The point is this.
重點喺依度。
A lot of people love receiving all the blessings and benefits of the Christian life.
好多人都中意接受喺度收基督徒生命所帶嚟嘅一種嘅好處。
But they're not willing to take the necessary next step.On the path of discipleship.
但係卻唔願意去行出第二步，要行出呢個信仕途要付嘅嗰個嘅代價。
Peter was one of these people.
就係其中一個咁嘅例子。
In Mark 8, just before our text this morning, Jesus predicts his death.
喺馬可福音第八章，我哋頭先讀嗰個經文嗰度提到耶穌係喺度預言緊佢嘅死。
His own death.
This
is at verse 31.
这个是在第31节那里说。
Listen especially to Peter's response to Jesus.
我们特别留意一下彼得对耶稣那个的回应是怎样。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected.
在这里讲到人子来是要受到很多人的辱骂拒绝。
He must be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and teachers of the law.
是被一般的人被长老被文士同埋佢哋去拒绝嘅
，and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again。
咁咧，佢第三日佢要被杀，第三日复活。
Now we, of course, know this is going to happen。
当然，我哋而家我哋知道将会发生系乜嘢。
But imagine the disciples as they hear this for the first time from their teacher。
去谂下，试想下嗰班嘅门徒。第一次喺佢哋嘅夫子嗰度聽到佢講啲咁嘅事。
Imagine having already left your job, your family, and following this man for 3 years, not earning a thing.
我想下，你已经放低咗你嘅工作，放低咗你嘅家庭，跟住依一个人三年咁耐，学咗好多嘅嘢，但系咧冇赚到乜嘢。
Perhaps you've even gained a reputation.
可能你得到一啲嘅名声。
And along with also some scorn.
当然亦都有好多人嘅即系辱骂、剽美侮辱。
And imagine if you were Peter, and you hear Jesus talk about his death.
你谂下，如果你系彼得嘅话，你听见耶稣讲自己嘅死嘅时候。
And Jesus just talks about it so matter of factly.
其实耶稣就系一个好简单嘅讲事实咁样去提出嚟。
In verse 32, it says he spoke plainly about this.
喺第32节讲到话，佢就系明明嘅咁样讲呢句嘅说话。
And Peter just could not accept it.
彼得就唔可以接受。
And so Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him.
咁彼得咧就将耶稣拉喺旁边去劝佢。
Peter invested so much.
彼得喺呢件事上面投资咗好多。
3 years.
3 年.
Following Jesus from town to town.
跟随耶稣从一个城去到另一个城。
He learned and gained a lot from him.
啊，佢学习同埋咧，佢知道得到好多嘅爱。
He saw Jesus do miraculous things.
佢目睹耶稣做咗好奇妙嘅事。
He saw Jesus stand up to religious authorities.
佢亦都睇到耶稣曾经喺啲嘅宗教领袖面前，佢站立起嚟。
And so Peter wasn't ready to accept this next step that Jesus intends to take.
所以彼得系实在唔可以接受耶稣将会去接受嘅下一步。
So he rebukes him.
咁佢咧就系劝佢。
Peter, 彼得 rebukes Jesus.
劝耶稣。
But look at how firmly Jesus responds.
但我哋睇下耶稣系几咁嘅肯定嘅回答。
This is verse 33.
呢个系第33节。
But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter.
耶稣转过来看着门徒就责备彼得。
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦，退我后边去吧。
You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
因为你不体贴神嘅意思，只体贴人嘅意思。
Can you see Peter deflating with shame?
你睇下有冇睇到彼得系喺度惭愧
？Peter rebukes Jesus.
彼得责备啊劝耶稣
，but Jesus responds by rebuking him back.
但系耶稣系责备彼得
，Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦退到我后边去。
You're the follower, I'm the master.
你系跟随者，我先至系嗰个主人。
Jesus not only shames Peter, relating him to the evil one, he puts him in his proper place.
耶稣不单止要去叫彼得去自己惭愧，佢系将彼得放喺佢应该当放嗰个位置嗰度。
Behind him，
喺佢嘅后边。
Where Peter must rightly follow，
彼得应该系忠心嘅去跟随。
And Jesus goes further, saying to Peter,
耶稣继续咁样对彼得讲，
You don't have in mind what God has in mind.
你冇将神嘅意念摆喺你嘅里边。
You're still caught up in the things of men.
你仲系顾念紧人所顾念嘅事。
You're still more concerned about the concerns of this world.
你仍然系顾念咗呢个世界人所顾念嘅事。
But my death,
但我嘅死亡
，my suffering.
我的受苦,
my resurrection,
我的復活,
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
all this is God's way.
这个都是神的旨意,
this is necessary.
这个是需要,
it's the necessary next step.
这个是需要, 要行的第二步。
What comes next is Jesus gathering not only his disciples, but the crowd around them, because what he says next is of utmost importance.
不单止耶稣是在这里召聚他的门徒，佢都系对住一班跟随佢嗰啲人喺度讲一个好重要嘅信息。
Jesus tells us how we are to live.
耶稣话俾我哋听，我哋应该点样去活。
With these unforgettable words.
系用一啲我哋唔可以忘记嘅话语。
Verse 34, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
第三十节佢咁样讲，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
How are we to live out our faith?
我哋点样活出我哋嘅信心？
There's no better way than the way Jesus clearly lays before us here.
冇一个比耶稣基督更清楚嘅活喺我哋面前嘅呢个咁嘅榜样。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take up your cross.
拿起你嘅十字架。
And follow him.
去跟从佢。
I want to offer a reflection on each of these three acts.
我想在三方面能够我们和大家一起去思想
Acts that Jesus not only calls us to, But he also models for us.
唔单止耶稣系咁样呼召我哋咁样做，佢系喺我哋面前已经做咗个榜样俾我哋睇点样去做。
But before I do so, I want to bring your attention to something about the structure of Mark's gospel.
我哋继续落去之前，我想将大家个注意力带到去马可福音嗰个嘅特点。
Something I believe helps give weight to this life-changing and world-turning instruction.
有啲嘢我相信咧系帮助我哋能够咧去衡量点样去睇我哋嘅生命嗰个价值。
Notice that our verse here, verse 34 of chapter 8.
我哋注意第34节咁讲。
Sits at the center of Mark's entire gospel.
系喺成本嘅马可福音嘅。
And why is this important?
點解咁重要?
Because if we look at the gospel as a whole, we see this verse as a pivotal one.
我哋睇成本嘅福音書嘅時候，我哋睇到依一節嘅經文就係成卷書嘅軸心。
It's kind of like a hinge that brings together two main themes of the gospel of Mark.
好似一個門教咁樣，能夠將馬可福音裏邊兩個好重要嘅中心點連貫起嚟。
There are 16 chapters in Mark.
在馬福音裡面有16章。
In the first 8, we see Jesus full of life.
在頭那8章是講到耶穌基督那個豐盛的生命。
But in the latter 8 chapters, the tone and emphasis turns toward his death.
但在後8章來講呢，和那個語氣呢，是改變了，是講到他那個死。
This is how one Bible scholar put it.
這個是其中一個聖經的學者這樣講。
For the first 8 chapters, Jesus is alive, strolling unhurriedly through the villages and back roads of Galilee.
在头八章嗰度讲到耶稣咧，系喺啊加利利呢个地方，即系好悠闲咁样，即系逐个地方咁去。
Bringing others to life, delivering them from evil, healing their maimed and sick bodies.
将人带到一个新嘅生命，将佢哋能够喺死喺嗰、那个即系魔鬼嘅手中里边释放，医治佢哋嘅疾病。
Feeding hungry people, demonstrating his sovereignty over storm and sea, telling marvelous stories, gathering and training disciples.
将啊，佢去叫饥饿嘅人得到饱足。啊，佢喺佢哋面前能够彰显到佢能够即系平静风浪嗰个嘅能力，亦都对佢哋讲一啲好神奇嘅故事。啊，将佢哋。
Announcing that they are poised on the brink of a new era, God's kingdom, which at that very moment is breaking in upon them.
带俾佢哋一个好重要嘅信息，喺一个纪元之际嘅里边咧，叫佢哋能够保持平衡，去叫佢哋认识神嗰个嘅角度。
And then, just as he has everyone's attention,
喺嗰个一刻里边。啱啱佢得到每一個人嗰個嘅注意力嘅時候
，just as the momentum for life and more life is at its crest，
當佢生命有個衝刺喺好多人嘅面前，去到一個頂點嘅時候
，he starts talking about death。
佢開始講到死亡。
The last 8 chapters of the Gospel of Mark are dominated by death talk。
馬可福音最後嗰八章全部都係圍繞住一個死亡呢個嘅主題。
Can you understand why Peter was uncomfortable with this change?
你睇唔睇到點解彼得係覺得好唔自在咧？
This whole time with him, Peter has seen Jesus at the top of his game.
一路落嚟，彼得都係睇到耶穌係一個好一路向前衝嘅咁嘅境況。
He's exhibiting a divine power.
佢可以俾佢睇到佢嘅神性嘅能力。
His words ring true.
佢帶住真理咁講出佢嘅話語。
His purpose is from God, and likely the time spent with Jesus has probably been the best time of his life.
佢同耶穌一段嘅時間裏邊，佢相信覺得係佢人生裏邊最黃金嘅一段嘅時間。
Then Jesus does the incredible and turns on the hinge.
但係喺耶穌喺依個一刻嘅裏邊，佢就將依個嘅中心轉變過嚟。
And he announces that he must die.
佢就宣告話佢將要死。
In fact, this is the first of 3 predictions that Jesus makes about his death.
呢個係佢耶穌基督三次提到佢死嘅第一次。
The next is in 9 verse 31 and the third in 10:33.
第二次係喺9章31節，第三次係喺10章33節。
This talk of death makes Peter uncomfortable.
呢個講到死嘅呢個嘅話題令到彼得好唔舒服。
He doesn't want to stop this good role with Jesus.
佢唔想停止咗同耶穌基督呢一個嘅好嘅關係。
He needs Jesus for some plan of his own.
佢都需要耶稣去满足佢自己一啲嘅计划。
So he rebukes him.
咁佢咧就劝耶稣。
He tells Jesus no.
佢同耶稣讲话唔好啊。
We are like this too, are we not?
我哋系咪都好似系咁咧？
We love Jesus.
我哋爱耶稣。
We praise him and thank him for the good things in our life.
我哋歌颂耶稣，赞美耶稣为我哋做嘅好多好嘢。
But when Jesus says something that turns our world upside down, we hesitate, we reconsider, and we walk away.
当耶稣同我哋讲一啲同我哋谂法唔同嘅嘢，颠倒我哋嘅思维嘅时候，我哋就再去谂，甚至到我哋会向后退。
Like Peter, we feel as though we know better than God.
好似彼得一样。
Don't do that. Do this.
啊，你唔好做依样啦，做嗰样。
But as Mark makes clear through his whole telling of Jesus' story, death is inevitable for Jesus.
马可喺度好清楚嘅记到，耶稣话死亡嚟讲系一个唔可以避免嘅事。
The message is clear here.
呢个系一个好清晰嘅一个信息。
That self-denial is necessary.
舍己系好重要。
That suffering is necessary.
受苦都系需要。
The gospel shifts to death because this is where Jesus is heading. And in doing so, the story draws us to what is most necessary.
这个故事继续的去讲，围绕着死亡来讲，因为呢，它是带领我们去进入去更加的深的思想。
If anyone would come after me,
若有人要跟从我，
he must deny himself,
就要舍己，
and take up his cross,
拿起这个十字架，
and follow me,
来跟从我。
What does this look like?
这个究竟是一回怎么事？
If Jesus calls us to this and we wholeheartedly want to live like this, how do we do it?
如果耶稣真系咁样去呼召我哋，同我哋咁讲嘅话，要我哋全心去咁做嘅话，我哋系点样回应咧？
First, deny yourself.
第一，我哋要舍己。
Denying yourself is something that involves the inner orientation of our heart.
舍己系一个好基本嘅喺我哋内心嗰度开始。
Denying yourself means replacing yourself as your own savior, with a life of total obedience and dependence on Jesus as Lord and Savior.
舍己就系话要将你完全嘅放低，以为你自己系成，你可以做你个人救主嘅呢个嘅意念放低。
This is what denying yourself means.
呢个就系舍己嘅意思。
It says, "I'm no longer master over my own life."
你同自己话，我唔再系自己嘅生命嘅主宰。
That's my old life. I've done that.
这个是我的老我，我曾经这样做过。
It doesn't work. I can't save myself.
我曾经这样做过，我知道是没有效果的，不得的。
I don't have the ability to save myself.
我没有这样的能力去拯救我自己。
I need to trust God.
我要信靠神。
This is what denying yourself is about.
这个就是舍己的意思。
To be sure, this isn't an easy thing to do.
当然这个不是一件容易做的事。
Perhaps the most difficult part of helping your family member or friend stuck in a life-debilitating addiction is getting him to see himself as he truly is.
当然有一样嘢好难做嘅，我哋尝试去帮助我哋嘅屋企人或者我哋嘅朋友，当佢哋有一个嘅唔好嘅习惯或者瘾嘅时候，呢个系我哋要尝试咁样做嘅时候，我哋就会经历得到。
On A&E, this channel on TV, there is this reality show called Intervention.
在电视有一个节目叫是一个真实的记载的事来的，它有个节目叫做去介入。
It's about this.
是这样讲。
Concerned family members try to intervene in the life of a brother, a son, or a father.
我们想介入去我们家的兄弟或者我们的仔或者我们爸爸的生命。
It's not just for brothers, but anybody.
或者任何人。
They try to tell him that he needs help.
我哋话俾佢听，佢需要帮助。
Sometimes it's an alcohol addiction.
有时候可能系佢有酒瘾。
Sometimes a drug addiction.
或者有时佢有毒瘾。
Whatever it is, the purpose is to help him see himself.
嗰个目的就话要叫呢个人能够睇到佢自己。
And to recognize for himself that he needs professional care.
俾佢明白到佢系需要接受专业嘅。
And the most gut-wrenching part of these shows is not the pleading or crying or hurt of the loving family members.
最令人感动的那部分不是说我们怎样去跟这些人痛哭或者伤心。
Rather, the part of the show that really gets you
is when this individual realizes the truth of his own weakness.
最令人感動的一刻就是說，這些人當他能夠明白到他自己那個的弱點的時候，
the turning point is when the individual finally sees that he needs help that is beyond himself.
當他看到他自己無能為力，他需要 去幫助那個時候，
it's when you watch a show and you see a person finally coming to the truth that
當你看一個節目，你看到這個人他真的來到這一步的時候，
it's a truth that in fact we all need to come to。
这个都是我们每一个人都要真的认清楚我们要走到这一步的时候，
that we are all weak，
我们都是同样的软弱，
we are all broken，
我们都是同样的破伤，
we are all in need of a savior，
我们都是同样的需要救主那个的帮助。
When this happens，
当这样的发生的时候，
redemption begins，
救恩就开始。
This is denying yourself，
这个就是舍己。
You see, it's about a whole entire life reorientation.
这个是我们整个生命的再定位。
It's letting go of the idea that you have enough strength.
你是要放低那个想法，就是说我可以自己有足够的能力。
That you have the ability to go on and live your life without God.
要放低就是说我可以不需要主在神在我旁边，我都可以去过我的生活。
It's denying your self-sufficiency.
是放低你自以为是足够的那个想法。
This is what needs to go first.
这个是要先行的第一步。
As one translation puts it, you're not in the driver's seat anymore.
好像另外一个翻译本这样说，你不再在那个司机座位那里。
Denying yourself means letting go of the steering wheel and relinquishing the driver's seat to God.
舍己意思就是说，你将这个踏盘放低，交给神了，你不再是那个驾驶者。
This is the first act that we must do to live out our faith.
这个是我们要活出信心的要行的第一步。
We must deny ourselves.
我们当要舍己。
Next.
第二。
Take up your cross.
拿起你的十字架。
What does this look like?
这个是怎样的？
When I see a mother praying patiently and continuously for her son who has strayed away from God,
当我看见一个妈妈为了她的儿子离弃神，是不停的耐性的为她儿子祷告的时候，
I see a woman taking up her cross.
我看见一个妇人就是背起她的十字架。
When I see a factory owner who takes a hit on a bottom line year after year so that his workers can continue to work and so provide for their families.
当我看见一个的工厂的商人，他因为他要维持他的工人可以能够每个月都有钱拿回家养家，虽然他经济、他工、他生产力或者他的生意做得不好，
when I see,
但他都完全维持下去的话。
When I see this, I see a man taking up his cross.
当我看见这样的时候，这个人就是背起他的十字架。
Do you see this?
你有没有看到？
When I see university students with little money of their own give time and money and prayer and attention to the needs of poor and homeless.
当我看见一个大学生不是很多钱而已，但是他愿意将他的时间、将他的金钱、将他的专心和他的祷告放在一些贫穷和无家可归的人身上的时候，
I see brothers and sisters taking up their crosses.
我看到这个弟兄姊妹就是背起他们的十字架。
When I see men and women resigning from well-paying jobs, giving up the comforts of home and family, and moving to a foreign land just so that others might have the chance to know Jesus Christ,
当我看见一些男人或者女人，他放低他一份高薪厚职，放低他那个安乐窝，他的家，他的家人，去到远方的地方那里，为了要叫其他的人能够认识基督。
When I see this, I see friends taking up their crosses.
当我看见这样的人的时候，我知道这些人是背起他们的十字架。
Do you see this?
你有没有看到？
Whoever said that being a disciple would be easy?If ever you thought or believed that living as a Christian should make life easier, then with all due respect, you have it all wrong.
如果有任何人諗到話做基督徒係一件好令你生命咧會覺得更加嘅容易，我好佩服嘅話，你錯啦。
The Christian way, the way of Jesus, the way of the cross, is the way of suffering.
基督徒嘅生活嘅方法，耶稣基督那个的方法是 背起十字架嗰个方法，就系要我哋去受苦。
When Jesus speaks about the cross, he points to an instrument of a violent and painful execution.
当耶稣提到讲到十字架嘅时候，佢其实系讲到嗰个粗暴同埋咧令人痛心嘅嗰个嘅处决。
When he says take up your cross, he's talking about putting the whole weight of the horizontal beam on your back and carrying it to the place of your death.
当耶稣话背起你十字架，其实佢系讲紧咧，你要背起一条好重、好长嘅一条个横梁喺你个背脊嗰度。唔单止咁，你仲要去孭到你要去受死嗰个地方。
And what's more, along the way.People will be jeering at you.
唔单止系咁，你喺路途上边咧，人哋会讥笑你
，scorning at you，
藐视你
，they will misunderstand you，
佢哋误解你
，and laugh at you，
同埋耻笑你。
They won't fully know why you choose to lose out so that others might benefit.
佢哋唔明白点解咧，你要去蚀底，好叫人哋得益处。
They won't understand why you willingly suffer for a God they can't see.
佢唔明白点解咧。你去为一个佢哋唔明白、睇唔到嘅神，去为咁样去受苦。
And ironically, this for you is okay.
最讽刺嘅话咧，就系你觉得咁样系冇问题嘅。
Because you see this as all part of the suffering Jesus calls you to.
因为你好清楚明白呢个系神好对你嗰个嘅呼召。
As Jesus took up his cross, so he calls you to take up yours.
耶稣基督拎起佢自己嘅十字架嘅时候，佢同样嘅呼召你背起你嘅十字架。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer says this.
潘霍华曾经咁样讲过。
The cross is laid on every Christian.
十架系放喺每一个基督徒嘅面前。
The first Christian, the first Christ suffering which every man must experience is the call to abandon the attachments of this world.
第一个基督所受嘅苦系我哋每一个人都应该去经历嘅，就系咧我哋要去识得放低世界上边带俾我哋嘅嘢。
It is that dying of the old self, which is a result of his encounter with Christ.
因我哋认识基督，而咧我哋愿意去将我哋嘅老我处死。
As we embark upon discipleship, we surrender ourselves to Christ in union with his death.
当我哋开始作为基督徒嘅时候，门徒嘅时候，我哋向主降服，与佢一齐同死。
Listen to this. We give over our lives to death.
我哋将我哋嘅生命处死。
He continues.
他继续这么说,
When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
当基督去呼召一个人的时候, 他是叫他来同埋去死。
It may be a death like that of the first disciples who had to leave home and work to follow him.
对十二个门徒来讲, 可能他们就是要放低他的家, 放低他的工作。
Or it may be a death like Luther's, who had to leave the monastery and go out into the world.
对马丁路德来讲, 可能他的死就是要他离开那个修道院。
But it is the same death every time.
但是这个死是次次都一样的。
Death in Jesus Christ.
在基督里死。
Death of the old self at his call.
在因主的呼召, 我们要将我们的老我处死。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take up your cross.
背起你的十字架。
And follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣。
These days, no one wants to be a follower anymore.
今日唔系有咁多人继续喺度想做一个跟随者。
If you go to chapters and look for a book on leadership,
如果你去 chapters 嗰个书局嗰度去睇一本关于领袖嘅书
，you'll find shelves upon shelves.Filled with such advice. But try looking for a book on how to be a good follower. You can't even imagine it, right? Exactly. You see, our culture is bent toward leaders. Schools, organizations, companies, and even churches invest a great deal of time and resources into developing leaders.
学校、公司甚至到教会，我都用好多嘅资源咧去训练领袖。
And this is good, to be sure.
冇错，呢个系一个好嘅事。
Leaders are important.
领袖系需要重要。
But my point is this.
但我嘅重点系
，Who really wants to be a follower?
边一个想做跟随者
？Who would pay money to go to a conference or workshop to learn to become a better follower?
边个想花钱去一啲嘅讲座？ 或者會議嗰度去學做一個好嘅跟隨者。
You see, no one wants to be a follower.
你知道冇人願意做一個跟隨者。
Everyone wants to be first.
個個人都想第一。
Even the disciples argued about who would be first.
就算係嗰班嘅門徒都係有咁嘅心態，就係想邊一個想做第一。
When Jesus predicts his death the second time in 9:31,
喺九章十一節，耶穌第二次提到佢嘅死嘅時候。
The disciples sadly argue about who among them will be the greatest.
呢啲門徒好似係悲哀咁喺度爭論誰偉大。
And what does Jesus say to them here?
耶穌喺度點同佢哋講
？Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last.
邊一個想行先嘅，佢一定要去最撈尾嗰度。
And the servant of all.
同埋咧，去作眾人嘅仆人。
Want to be first? Jesus says.
耶穌話：你想做第一？
Learn to be last.
你要學習先做最後嗰個。
That's an odd saying in this world.
喺今日呢個世界嚟講，一個係一個好奇怪嘅一個嘅口號。
But in the kingdom of God, this makes complete sense.
但喺神嘅角度裏邊，一個係好有意思嘅一句説話。
We need more followers.
我哋需要更多嘅跟隨者。
That's it.
冇錯。
Very simply, we need followers of Jesus Christ.
我哋需要跟隨耶穌嘅人。
Jesus wants us to follow him in his way of self-denial. And in his way of suffering. And what lies at the heart of following someone? At the heart is a complete and total trust in that person. When Jesus says, follow me, he's also saying, trust me.
當耶穌話來跟從我，其實佢同時間佢都話你要信靠我。
Trust me.
信靠我。
Henry Nouwen, a priest and a writer,
Henry Owen, Nouwen, 一個牧師同埋一個嘅作家。
He went to a circus one day.
有一日佢喺一個馬戲團嗰度。
And he saw trapeze artists called the Flying Rodleys.
佢睇到一個空中飛人叫做 Flying Rodleys.
And he instantly became a fan.Eventually, he and the Rodleys became good friends. And he recounts this story. One day, I was sitting with Rodley, the leader of the troop, in his caravan. He was talking about flying. He said, as a flyer, I must have complete trust in my catcher.The public might think that I'm the great star of the trapeze, but the real star is Joe, my catcher.
好多人觀眾就以為咧，馬戲團嗰個主角係去飛嗰個人。其實對我嚟講，嗰個真正嘅偶像係 Joe， 將要接住我去嗰個人。
He has to be there for me with split-second precision.
係當我飛過去嘅時候，佢係要分毫不差嘅喺嗰度接住我。
And grab me as I come out of the air.
當我喺空中飛去嘅時候，佢要嚟接住我。
How does it work? I asked.
咁我問佢，咁啊究竟係點嘅咧
？The secret, Rodley said, is that the flyer does nothing, and the catcher does everything.
佢話嗰個秘密就係去飛嗰個人乜嘢都唔做，最重要嘅係嗰個接我嗰個人佢做曬所有要做嘅嘢。
When I fly to Joe, I have simply to stretch out my arms and hands and wait for him to catch me.
當我做依個飛嘅人，我飛出嘅時候，我咩都唔做，我淨係伸出我嘅手，伸開我兩個手臂。
Now in surprise, says, "You do nothing?"
咁依個作者就話：你咩都唔做
？Nothing, Rodley replied.
依個 Rodley 就話：我咩都唔做。
The worst thing the flyer can do is to catch the catcher.
最壞一樣可以發生嘅事就係咧，依個人咧去想去捉住接佢嗰個人嘅手。
I am not supposed to catch Joe.
我唔應該係接嗰個人嘅手嘅。
It's Joe's task to catch me.
係因為依個係 Joe 佢嘅責任就係接住我。
If I grab Joe's wrists, I might break them.
如果我想嘗試捉住阿 Joe 嘅手，可能我會即係整斷佢隻手。
Or he might break mine.
或者佢都會整斷我隻手。
A flyer must fly.
这个做空中飞人的人他主要就是飞出去。
And the catcher must catch.
这个接住我要接住我的人他所做的事就是找住我。
And the flyer must trust with outstretched arms that his catcher will be there for him.
这个空中飞人，他只要信得过对方，他将他的手伸出来就够了。
What a beautiful image of trust.
我看到一个几美丽关于信靠的图画。
The flyer must trust with outstretched arms that his catcher will be there for him.
这个飞出去的人，他只要全心信得过接他那个人，他只要伸出他的手就得了。
If the final and main act of living out our faith is following Jesus,
这个如果我们是说跟随耶稣最后一样的事我们要做就是要信靠他的话。
And if following Jesus requires a total dependence on him with our lives,
我们要全心全意的我们要依靠耶稣。
Then there is much to learn from the bold and daring craft of trapeze artists.
更加的我们需要学习的很多地方。
It seems there are two key moments in this act of trust.
在这个信靠的动作里面，我有两样东西我们很主要的。
The first is when the flyer must let go.
第一就是说这个飞出去的人呢，他要愿意放低。
He must let go of his own bars.
他要放低他自己所揸住的那条的铁棍。
And thus be willing to hang in the air, not aimless, but dependent.
咁飛出去嘅時候，佢放低停喺空中嗰度，唔係話無目標嘅，佢係乃喺度等待。
Dependent for the catcher to catch。
佢依靠諗住嗰個人嚟去接佢。
And this is the second key moment。
依個就係第二嘅好重要嘅時刻。
The flyer must simply wait。
嗰個嘅飛出去嘅空中飛人，佢喺度等。
He can do nothing。
佢做唔到乜嘢。
Must do nothing, in fact。
甚至到係佢唔應該做乜嘢。
But open his hands with his outstretched arms.
打开他的手，伸出他的臂。
And nothing but wait.
什么都不做，只是在等待。
And so Jesus is the catcher.
耶稣就是那个捉住我们的人。
And he says to us,
他对我们这样说，
Trust me.
信我。
Living out our faith can play itself out in a million ways.
活出我们那个信心是有很多方法的，很多方面的。
But these three acts will always be the same for all of us.
但是这三个方面对我来说是永远不变的。
We must deny ourselves lest we fool ourselves again.
我们要舍己，我们不要再愚弄自己。
When we write tests,
当我们去做功课，
or raise children,
或者我哋去養育我哋嘅孩子。
When we work on improving our marriage,
或者我哋喺我哋嘅婚姻上邊希望更加嘅改造。
Or serving our church,
或者我哋喺教會裏邊侍奉。
We must learn and grow in this discipline of self-denial.
我哋都要即係學習喺呢方面舍己。
We must take up our cross.
我哋要背起我哋嘅十字架。
And understand that suffering is not simply a tool to build character.
受苦不是一个叫我们即是磨造我们性品格的一个工具。
Suffering for the gospel is the way of life.
为主受苦是生命的一部分。
The cross is our identity.
这个十架是我们每一个人的标记。
Selflessness.
不自私。
Humility.
谦卑。
Sacrifice.
牺牲。
These values should define the way we live.
这些价值就是叫我们去活出我们的生命的我们所追随的东西。
And through all this, we must simply follow Jesus.
我们藉着简简单单的去跟随耶稣。
In everything, in all aspects of our lives, we must follow and trust Christ completely.
不论做什么，我们都是忠心的、简单的去跟随耶稣、信靠耶稣。
When we buy a house,
当我们买间屋，
or sell a house,
或者买一间屋，
or deciding a career that we should follow,
或者我们选择我们的职业，
we must follow his lead.
我们要跟随耶稣给我们的指引。
If our homes are destroyed,
或者我们的房屋被毁坏，
or our loved ones die,
或者我们所爱的人离世，
we must follow Jesus.
我们都要跟随耶稣。
Whenever, wherever, and whatever, we must follow Jesus.
不论何时、不论何地或者咩境况底下，我哋都要跟随耶稣。
You see, living out our faith isn't an option for Christians.
你知道成为一个基督徒，我哋活出我哋系冇选择嘅。
At least it shouldn't be an option.
我哋唔应该有选择嘅。
Each moment, every decision, each relationship, and all circumstances are opportunities to glorify God.
我哋不论做乜嘢，或者我哋有咩嘅机会，我哋都系藉着呢啲嚟去荣耀神。
There's no off switch.
我哋系冇一个掣话叫我哋可以删咗佢。
We can't stop living out our faith.
我哋唔可以停止活出我哋嗰个嘅信心。
And exactly how you live out your faith will be different from the person next to you.
你点样活出你嘅信心，同你坐你隔篱嗰个人活出信心系唔同嘅。
We all have different gifts and personalities.
我哋每一个人都有唔同嘅恩赐，有唔同嘅品性格。
We each have different networks of friends and colleagues.
我哋有唔同嘅朋友，我有唔同嘅同事。
We all have different dreams and desires.
我哋都有唔同嘅渴望或者我哋嘅梦想。
Our stories are different, yes, but the essential acts are the same.
我哋嘅故事可能系唔同，但系嗰个中心都系一样。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Are you ready for the next step? Are you ready to trust Jesus with your whole life? I praise God for His illuminating word. May you be blessed, renewed, and transformed by hearing Him speak to you today.
我願意你今日聽到神嘅話語嘅時候，你都蒙受祝福。
Amen.